What's up, guys? This is Jen. Welcome to my first ever podcast episode. I am so excited to tell you guys about this new project that I'm embarking on. It's going to be dope. It's going to be fun. It's going to be everything. So make sure that you're tuning in and listening to me. Because y'all know, if there's one thing that I'm good at, it's talking. I talk my shit, okay? So I'm so excited that all of you guys are here. So I don't know exactly what direction that I'm going with. You know, I'm kind of freestyling it. I'm just going with the flow. I just want it to be very real, very easygoing, very laid back. I don't even want to think, like, sit down and write down anything. I just want it to, let's just pop it off. So the reason why I wanted to record this episode is because, y'all, I'm super excited. There's a lot going on. First things first, I'm about to go to Ghana, which is my motherland. Oh my gosh, I am so, like, I don't even know. I don't have words. Maybe it's just too many words because I'm, like, anxious, excited, scared, like, happy, sad, I don't know, all together for so many different reasons. So, you know, I haven't been to Ghana since 2014, and I don't even know how many years that is. I don't even want to do the math, but I know that it's a long time. It's been a while. So I need to, and that was the first time that I went in 2014 since I've been in the States. So I'm going back for the second time, and it's going to be lit. It's going to be fun. You know, I'm so excited to hang out with my family. Oh, shoot. That part is going to be like, I can't wait. I'm so excited. That's the most exciting thing. And then I'm excited to check out some of the places that everybody's talking about. You know, all my friends and family have been hyping up Ghana so much for so long. And I'm like, yeah, I've been putting it off. I'm like, yeah, I'll go. And I never go. So I want to see what the hype is all about. I know I sound like a foreigner and I shouldn't. So I apologize, but it's been a minute. Okay. And I hope that when I step foot on the ground, it's like riding a bicycle all over again. And I need to learn the currency again because I heard they're using like millions. And listen, I'm not in that tax bracket. So, well, for now, anyway, for now, I ain't there yet. So I can't speak those millions, you know, currencies. So I don't know what the hell that's all about, but I guess I'll find out when I get there. Also, there's other things going on. I'm probably going to go by my mom's gravesite. Ooh, that's the part that I'm a little bit like, you know, feeling some way about. And that's probably one of the reasons why I never go back. But I'm excited. And this time I feel like I can really have a conversation with her because I understand. I understand her life a little bit more now because she also came to the U.S. and had a kid here. And so she knows that life. She knows what it's like to be a foreigner in the States, raising children and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't feel like a foreigner anymore. Well, I'm wrong. I used to not feel like a foreigner. But, you know, after what's going on in this country, I'm starting to feel like a foreigner now. I am. You know, I've always felt like American since I've been here. But it's different now. Now I don't feel very American. I don't feel very welcome. I don't feel like, I feel a little bit of a cold shoulder from this country. And I never used to feel that way. Like, I came here, when did I come here? I came here in 2004. And, you know, people always say, like, racism. And I always heard about it, but I never really saw it until now. And so now that I'm seeing it, I'm just like, you know, what surprises me the most about it? Hold on. What surprises me the most about racism is the fact that it's so subtle it's done so subtly. Like, it's like hidden, plugged in these different areas. And if you don't really pay attention, you will miss it. But it's happening. And if you're paying attention, you'll see it very vividly. And so I know there are some Black people in America who can't relate, because maybe they're just in a different tax bracket, or they've had great experience. And if you're one of those people, that's fine, but don't dismiss the fact that there are other people who are having a complete opposite experience from yours because of their skin color. So don't forget about them, and keep them in mind when you get to those places where it doesn't affect you or your family. Just keep that in mind. And so just being able to see that has been very eye-opening. So, you know, I can say that I feel like sort of a foreigner. But listen, I know one thing's for sure. Whether I'm a foreigner or whether I'm not, whether I'm American or I'm a foreigner or whatever the case is, one thing for a fact is the fact that I went to war for this country. So one thing's for sure that we should all know is that I love America. I really do. I really do. When it comes to that, when it comes to the uniform, I am 100% American, because that's what shaped me and that's who I am. And all the people that I've come to know who've also worn the uniform, who are wearing the uniform, are the most amazing people. And we don't give people like them enough credit, because they live in a whole different world and they don't have a say so. They don't really have a voice. They can't speak up. They just have to shut up in color, because they have to obey the commander in chief, and they have to follow rules. Like, when you sign your life away, you lose all of your rights, and really they have no freedom. And so salute to all the men and women in uniform. Big salute to you guys, because the sacrifices that you are making, unless you've worn that uniform, nobody could ever understand you. So, I have a special place in my heart for America because of that, because, you know, okay, let me get off my soapbox on that. Okay, so, aside from that, you know, I don't want my podcast to be too political. So, I want it to be more of a, you know, if we're going to get into politics, then let's make it about, like, tough love. So, like, we're gonna change, like, the, you know, we don't want that kind of energy here. So, yeah, I'm excited, y'all. I cannot wait to come back and give y'all the second episode of my podcast when I come back from Ghana. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be fun. I have so many interesting people that I wanna bring on and shoot the shits with, and I'm excited about it. So, I will catch you guys. This episode is going to be short because it's just the introduction. But I'll catch you guys in the next one. So, deuces.